Chapter 1. In the Valley. October. Moyo walks in her mother's shade as they move toward the sun rising quickly in the east. Her whole body fits easily underneath Lua's big frame. Today has started like many others. In the light of early morning, Moyo's family began its relaxed parade from the edge of the forest into the grass of the open savanna, the land from which they get their English moniker, savanna elephants. They are the largest and grandest animals on land. These last few weeks have been a good time to be a tiny, 250-pound elephant, born only a month prior. It's near the end of the dry season, and Moya's family has been staying close to the river. She's had a chance to find her feet before the rains come, and her family goes on the move in search of fresh water and food. Right now, she doesn't struggle to keep up, and her only job is to drink milk and get stronger. That, and learn how to use her useless little trunk, the feature that defines an elephant more than any other. The trunk starts like a bouncy toy and becomes the most functionally complex organ of any animal. For now, she drinks by dunking her face in the water as she crouches her little body down at the edge of the riverbank. The heat drags on with temperatures over 100 degrees, and the air is crackling with dryness. This is the hottest part of the year before the rains break in late November or December. Lua looks like an animal who lives under an unrelenting sun and a vast open sky. Her skin has deep crevices that mimic parched earth. As family leader, Lua knows this land and where to find pools that are usually reliable for a drink. But as the hot, dry season lingers on, the water has dried up, and the plants have little to offer. It's increasingly difficult to stay close to both water and food. After their morning forage, Lua guides her family to the bare riverbed where she hopes to find water even in the driest conditions. The elephants are listless and need more water today, especially Moyo, who does not have much reserve. Lua and her companion, Sumina, slowly walk the sandy area and search for underground water. They function as divining rods, finding the precise spots that water is high enough for them to reach. Only elephants know exactly how they locate these fleeting reservoirs. They can smell water, at least at short distances, and might also feel echoes of their own footfalls with their feet through the ground above an aquifer. When Lua finds the right spot, she starts digging with her front foot, carefully moving sand. As it gets deeper, she uses her trunk to scoop and carve a narrow cylindrical hole down into the earth. When Lua reaches water, the hole becomes a well. After she and Sumina drink, Sumina monitors the younger elephants as they each take a turn, making sure they step gingerly around the hole and do not collapse the sides of the well. Moyo is far too little to drink here, but Lua has already shared the water directly into her mouth. When the family has had enough to drink, Lua rumbles that it's time to leave, and they move together toward the west. After they have gone, other animals will get a much-needed drink from the elephant wells, sometimes the only available water in an area. Especially during the dry season, other animals go where the elephants go. Wildlife of all kinds, cats, both big and small, hyenas and porcupines, impalas and warthogs, and a great variety of birds use the wells. Even local baboons serve their purpose, with little arms that can reach into the narrow holes and hand-pack the sides, helping the wells stay intact. The earth beneath the feet of these elephants is a mere shell on top of the planet. The geography of the Great Rift Valley makes this clear. Though the name Great Rift is a misnomer, an old term for what we now know to be a series of trenches that are contiguous all the way from southern Africa to Asia. The term appropriately conveys the meaning of a long expanse of land that is shifting and being pulled apart from underneath. Water settles in these trenches, forming some of the deepest lakes in the world. The southern end of the Great Rift forms the edge of the Nyasa Tanganyika Plateau,